With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Oh, baby, welcome back to another audio adventure here on Insight. It's your friendly neighborhood CBV, Chris Van Vliet with you, and so stoked to have this power couple with us today. I mean, think of all the movies that the hilarious Melissa McCarthy and her husband Ben Falcone have starred in together. Bridesmaids, Identity Thief, The Heat, Tammy, Spy, The Boss, Superintelligence, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. In fact, I asked them how many movies they've starred in together, and they were like, I don't know. That's a good question. Well, they have one more. Well, this one's actually a series. It's a new comedy series on Netflix called God's Favorite Idiot. It's streaming now, so go check it out. And while you're on there, go check out the new comedy with Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson called The Man from Toronto. That was the last episode we had on Insight last week. So there you go. Two great Netflix recommendations, because we all know what it's like when you turn on Netflix and then you spend way more time looking for something to watch than actually spending time watching something. So boom, right there. A show and a movie. Easy. Give Melissa McCarthy a follow on social media. She's at Melissa McCarthy. Go follow Ben Falcone. It's just his name. At Ben Falcone on Twitter. At Benji Falcone on Instagram. If you're not following me, just at Chris Van Vliet. And if you have a spare second or two today, please follow the show wherever you're listening right now. If it's on Apple Podcasts, it'd be awesome if you could leave a review on there, because it's so, so helpful to help the show grow. All right, please welcome the hilarious Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone.
How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Great, how are you?
So good, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I think there's so many people that would hate the idea of having to work with their significant other, but you guys make it work so well. So what's the secret?
It's my favorite thing. I mean, it's we met doing it. It's why we became such good friends. And then we've never not done it.
Yeah.
Like he's my favorite person to work with. And we just have a blast. Like, that's not a bad day at the office.
When you write this, Ben, do you immediately go, all right, Melissa's going to be in this for sure?
Yeah. Because, you know, if you happen to be married to one of the funniest people in the world, you'd be pretty silly not to think of them for a role, you know? And I wanted her to get to play this kind of, you know, rambunctious kind of rock and roll energy. And I think she did such a great job with it. So it was really fun to get to work with her as my wife, but as this amazing character, as well as all the other great, you know, cast members that we had in the office who were all so funny. So
it was such a great group of people. Like, there wasn't a day, especially like on days when we all got to be there. It was just, I mean, everybody is so fast and so funny that it was just like, it's kind of a ridiculous good time. And somebody would go off on a tangent, we'd all go with them. And then, you know, everyone was so kind of loose, and they're such comedy assassins that it just makes for, like, you just stand back and don't get in people's way. And you're like, this is great.
I lost count. I think is it 15? How many times have you guys been together on screen in a project?
My gosh, I don't know.
I'd have to Google it. I don't.
Love that you don't even know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Quite a few.
I would say several. More than five?
More than five. I bet it, well, is
more
around
than five, less than 50?
More than five, less than 50.
Guys, I don't want to get into math, but specifically higher than five, less than 50 sounds right.
And where did the germ of this idea come from for you to write this?
You know, I wrote a book with the same title in my 20s, and then I put the book promptly away in a drawer. And then, you know, whatever, 23 years later, I was talking to Melissa about it about 3 years ago, And we thought it might make a funny comedy. And she said, oh, he should work in an IT office. That's who God would pick. And I was like, okay.
I still don't know why I said that, but I said it right away.
Yeah. So the idea of this sort of unassuming person who's, you know, touched by God, and how would people really react to it? Would people be accepting? Would people not want to believe it on all sides of the spectrum? And, you know, that could obviously be a really dramatic idea. But I wanted to really play it for comedy and to see, you know, be respectful of all religions and sort of, you know, have put a positive vibes out there.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We see your characters go on a first date in the series. How similar was this to the first date that you guys went on?
Well, I didn't glow on our first date.
Not that he did to me.
Oh, thank you.
Our first date was really like just after shows. We would do shows at the Groundlings Theater. Then we would go down to the Snake Pit, mm-hmm. which is just a bar on Melrose Avenue. And those were kind of our first dating moments.
Have beers and hang out. It was actually lovely.
Yeah. Well, you're glowing now, both of you.
Well,
there we go, my friends. God's Favorite Idiot is streaming now on Netflix. Go check it out and share this episode with someone who loves Bridesmaids or Tammy or any of the great movies that they've starred in together. Huge, huge thank you to them for joining us on this mini view, this mini interview. I've been calling them mini views. I hope you've been enjoying these because we've had some huge ones lately. Mike Myers, Adam Sandler, Chris Hemsworth, Miles Teller, Jeff Goldblum, and of course, you can listen to any of them here on the podcast. You can also go find those videos on YouTube as well. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, tag us, Melissa McCarthy's at Melissa McCarthy, at Ben Falcone, and he's Benji Falcone on Instagram, and I'm at Chris Van Vliet. Let us know you were listening to this, and let us know what you think of God's Favorite Idiot, streaming now on Netflix. And I've been reading Oprah Winfrey's book, called What I Know For Sure. I've been loving this. So I want to share a quote from this. So this is a quote from Oprah Winfrey from that great book. Super easy read, by the way. If you're looking for something, it's called What I Know For Sure. She said, "Whatever you fear most has no power. It is your fear that has the power. The thing itself cannot touch you, but your fear can rob you of your life." I love that. Be great. Be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.